Hello and welcome to the Human Innovation Podcast, the podcast for innovative leaders. I'm your host, Jens Heitland, and today's episode is a HIQA episode. And HIQA stands for Human Innovation Questions Answered. This episode goes deeper into how do you pitch to your stakeholders so that they are on board before you even start validating and prototyping a specific idea that is related to a stakeholder. And the high-level version of this I did in episode number 163, How to Build an Innovation System for a Company. And there I went into the high-level system, which is the first phase, strategize, where you find out what the problem is you want to solve and how you build the strategy. The next phase is the sourcing. How do you ideate it? Then you go into validate and then into scaling. So today this part is going into the validation phase. And specifically because we need to go a little bit deeper, validating of ideas that are for incremental and adjacent initiatives. Just to recap that, these are initiatives where you innovate on your core existing products, services, and then adjacent are things where you're innovating things that are connected to what you do already today. So it's not about transformational topics where you completely rethink what you're doing. So that's the starting point. How do you pitch to stakeholders? Let's go into preparation. A key part in preparation is looking into your notes. I did an episode where I looked into the strategized problem-solving phase, which is episode number 206, and there we went a little deeper into how do you engage with stakeholders. There was a part where you take note and build a record for your stakeholders where you document things. So this is an important thing you pull out again. And this is most probably if you look into a time frame that's a couple of months later when you come up with the first idea. So now it's handy to have this documentation of your stakeholders, what they're interested in, and so on. So starting in preparing yourself is looking at the notes, but then look into how do you pitch your idea, the thing that is solving a problem inside of the organization, to your stakeholders. Start with the benefit for the person itself. So if that's a manager, what is the personal benefit for this manager with the idea you have, with the solution you want to test? What is the benefit for the department this manager is leading? And the third one is what is the benefit for the organization as the totality? And if you do this, then the person feels dragged into your idea from the start. It's not about you selling it to the person. It's more about, hey, there are so many benefits. Wouldn't it make sense to do it? So that's the first block which you need to prepare. Then when we talk about the challenge itself, what problem do you solve with your idea? Again, you can go deeper into what is that on a personal level? What is that on a department level? What is that on an organization level? Links back to the strategized part, which is the phase number one, where you need to have a clear understanding of what problems do you want to solve with the innovation funnel which you are managing. So when you have described the challenges you solve or the challenge you solve with that specific idea, then you go into how does that fit into the strategic landscape? Strategic landscape, going back into the strategized phase again. So there you see all things are fitting together. Understanding what different strategies you have in your organization will help you now to identify this will help us to advancing in this strategy, which might be the sales strategy, which might be the sustainability strategy, whatever strategies that idea fits in. Bridge that so that the person you pitch to understands the correlation of this problem-solving idea fits to the strategic landscape. Then I always go into numbers. Numbers means KPIs, business case topics, important. You need to translate your idea, your problem, into numbers the person understands. So if you talk to a finance person, then you talk about finance numbers. If you talk to a salesperson, then you talk to sales numbers. A lot of people are just focusing on their specific solution and how does that work in an isolated context. So you're building a prototype. What does it mean for this prototype? What is the return on invest in this prototype? What do you want to achieve with this prototype? Take a step back and look into what numbers are you influencing if things are scaling. Look forward. what are the different sales metrics? What are the different cost metrics? What are the different income metrics that you're targeting on a long-term perspective with your prototype, with your idea? Bear in mind, you have not started validating. It's just having an idea, having maybe a conceptual description of it, and then you go to the stakeholders to get the buy-in from them. And then the last bigger part is request involvement. And there you need to be very specific. I have done this long way back in IKEA as an example, where I was not specific enough. What does it really mean? So what resources do you need from the stakeholder? What buy-in do you need from the stakeholder? As an example, if you need a specific person, let's say the stakeholder is in marketing, you need a web designer and this web designer is working in the marketing. How much hours do you calculate for this person to be involved in your project? Really be clear on what resources, money, time, people you request from the stakeholders. That's one part. Then what is the personal engagement of that stakeholders? How can you elevate the stakeholder to be part of this? How is it benefiting this person? That's why we started with that. And now this person wants to be involved if you do it right. And then you can request, would you be interested in getting an update on a quarterly basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, depending how close the relationship is required for your prototype, for your test, for your validation to be successful. And then the last part in the request for involvement is, are there any other people you should talk to? Very, very, very simple. Done a lot of times wrong because people go into stakeholder conversation with a pitch perspective, 100% prepared, having a slide deck, having everything staged out, but thinking only from their personal perspective, which means I'm the head of innovation, I have this project, and we want to do this project. How can I push you to make it? It's the other way around. How do you translate that into the perspective of the stakeholder so that the stakeholder is naturally supporting you in what you're doing? And then you meet the person, go deeper into the conversation, update your stakeholder record. If you get more stakeholders, bring them into your stakeholder mapping. If you see that this stakeholder is getting closer to you, move that stakeholder closer to you. If you get additional information about family, friends, hobbies, whatever the person is talking about, put that into your stakeholder record because you can use that, advancing the relationship with that stakeholder on an ongoing basis. And then put this stakeholder in your follow-up. Not every stakeholder is saying directly, yes, I'm jumping in, I'm supporting you. It doesn't matter. Keep the conversation going. Understand the perspective of the stakeholder. As well, if they are rejecting your idea, if they don't want to be part of it, understand the reasons for it so that you can build arguments in the future which fit into their perspective. That's it. Very short episode today, just to go deeper into pitching to stakeholders inside of the validation phase before you even start prototyping. Because if you have this commitment of that stakeholders, the validation, you do something inside of the organization that is touching the core processes of this stakeholder will help you to do that more quickly, more easier. And this person is already involved before things are starting. So you have the buy-in before you start. That's it for today. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode.